We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com. And when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store, with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
Means more, and naturally that means more players are going to get drafted every single offseason, and that'll be the case in 2024. But who are the biggest winners of day one at the NFL scouting combine? Linebackers, edge rushers, defensive tackles all worked out, and several of them actually made themselves a little bit of money in the process. What's going on, SEC Unfiltered? It's Cole Thompson here. Make sure you hit the subscribe button and the ring notification. That way you don't miss a single thing that we're doing on this channel because we talk SEC sports daily. Make sure you're following me on social media at Mr. Cole Thompson, my own YouTube channel at Mr. Cole Thompson. Follow us on social media, Twitter, Facebook, X, whatever you want to call TikTok, at SEC Unfiltered. Download the podcast wherever you get your podcast listening systems, iTunes, Spotify, Apple Play. We got you covered everywhere. And to keep up with the number one conference in all of college athletics, make sure that you visit secunfiltered.com. And of course, we could not be here live in Indianapolis at the NFL Scouting Combine without the good folks over at MyBookie. You've heard the name before, MyBookie. They're everywhere and they're the online leader sportbook casino. And it's not hard to understand why thousands of lines to bet on your favorite sports, whether it be the NFL, the NBA, college basketball, right around the corner. You got to get all those checked. They got the latest odds, they got the latest lines, and they will always help you out. Take advantage of MyBookie's prop builder in live betting with every single run, throw, shot, touchdown, whatever you want to call it. That way you put a little bit more cash in your pocket. Visit their mobile-friendly website at mybookie.ag and get your deposit advance up to $1,000 just by using the promo code SECU. That's SECU because we are SEC Unfiltered. When you make your first deposit. And the best part is that there's so many ways they can pay you in deposits, whether it be credit card, bank transfer, Bitcoin. Who knew that that was still a thing? But apparently it is. Whether you're at home or on the go, your laptop, your phone, it's not too late to make your New Year's resolution and get paid. Get paid, win with mybookie.ag. Simply use the promo code SECU. SEC Combine winners. I don't like doing losers because look at me. I'm not a player. I'm never going to be a player. I'm not a guy that's actually working out the Underwear Olympics. Who knows what they're going to be when they translate? It's like whenever we have these conversations about players winning the press conference or a brand new coach gets hired and he knocks it out of the park. That doesn't mean he's going to be an elite superstar at that school. So let's temper our expectations. But there were several names that absolutely strutted their stuff and made a lot of money yesterday. Probably the biggest winner, Alabama edge Dallas Turner. There's a conversation about who is the top edge rusher in this class. Is there another Will Anderson 2.0? Dallas Turner might have been the closest resemblance to what you're getting in him. He had a phenomenal day, great workout, exceptional footwork during drills. The biggest thing that stood out, 4.46 40 time, 4.47 40 time on the first run. He also ran a 10 yard split in 1.5 seconds, 40.5 inch vertical. He's 6'3". His arm length is astronomical, 34.38 inches. He tested extremely well. There's going to be conversations about where he fits in the NFL. 3-4 defense, 4-3 defense, whatever you want to do, just find a way to get him on the field and attack the quarterbacks. He did it all the time in Tuscaloosa. He's good again in the NFL. This is probably going to be a player that is now going to be mentioned somewhere in the top 10 picks. At this point, if you aren't considering him somewhere within the top 15, you might want to do your reevaluation. I know they're not in the conference yet, but Texas is Byron Murphy. I was texting some agents last week and they were saying, oh, you know, Byron Murphy's going to be a player that maybe doesn't test extremely well, but who knows what they're going to say. And yeah, not only that, he's going top 10. This is a top 10 player in this year's draft. You look at his numbers, you look at his metrics, you look at the physicality that he brings. He is everything that you want in a three down defensive lineman. And he was part of the anchor alongside Tavondre Sweat that had the number 3 run defense in the country this past year. There's a reason why Texas made the college football playoff, and everyone wants to focus in on wide receivers, Quinn Ewers, Steve Sarkisian. That defense, especially against the run, making offenses one-dimensional, is a major reason why. And he showed it absolutely. He continues to kill it on the ways. He had a very good overall day, great burst, super strong agility, exceptional defender. You know he's going to be great against the run. He's not going to fall into that 20 range. He's going to be somewhere in that top 15. There's going to be conversations about people trading up for him. I talked to one person very close to Texas saying this might be the best defensive player in this year's draft. And to be fair, can you really argue otherwise? Simply look at the way he plays the game and how he will translate as an undersized defensive tackle to the NFL. I promise you this. There is a lot of high expectations for him, and a lot of people are excited to see what he can bring. Trevin Wallace. Big time name here. Kentucky's linebacker was really phenomenal. And what's so funny is every single year you'll see a Kentucky player just kind of blossom out of nowhere. And lo and behold, Trevin Wallace is that guy this year. Exceptional combine performance overall. One thing that really stood out was his 40 time. He ran a 4.51, 1.62 10 yard. Good 37.5 inch vertical jump, 10'7" broad jump, great fluidity, and we all knew what he could do. We all saw exactly what he was in the open field. Exceptional line, sideline to sideline linebacker. He brings extreme value to any team in a three down formation, and he can be a starter easily year one. Where does he fall? Going into the week, I would probably say he was somewhere in that top 200 range, maybe round three, I mean, round four, round five. There is a good conversation that potentially he jumps up to round three. And any team that is looking for a linebacker that can be utilized in a various number of ways, Trevin Wallace may be the guy. He wasn't the biggest linebacker winner, though, because that goes to Texas A&M's Edgerrin Cooper. We talked about this yesterday. Don't be shocked. we're seeing his mocked in the first round. We mentioned on the show, he is going to be a player that potentially has the most to gain for the combine. And he must have watched the video and said, yeah, I want to make that happen. And we're going to make that happen. So I'm just going to go ahead and explode off the field. 4.52 40, exceptional when it came to running, sideline to sideline drills. One scout told me last night when we were out drinking that he absolutely is going to start having his name mentioned in first round conversations. Great against the run, exceptional blitzer. He provides so much value to any defense. And playing underneath Mike Elko and then translating to DJ Durkin was probably one of the biggest question marks that many people had. He didn't miss a beat. He had 17.5 tackles this past year, tackles for loss this past year, 8 sacks. You know he can be a 3-down thumper. You know he can play in space. You know he adds tremendous value to the team. So wherever he fit, you're going to see a guy like Edgerrin Cooper find his way onto a football field. And more importantly, you're going to see a guy like Edgerrin Cooper find his way into multiple first-round mock drafts. Make sure that you continue to follow us here on SEC Unfiltered. Me on social media, at Mr. Cole Thompson. Follow my own YouTube channel, at Mr. Cole Thompson. Follow us on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, whatever you want to call Twitter, X, I don't really care, at SEC Unfiltered. Download the podcast version of the show because we talk college football daily here. We talk SEC sports mostly, but Google Play, iTunes, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast listening systems, make sure that you also are keeping up to date with everything covering college football on SECUnfiltered.com. Live from Indianapolis at the NFL Scouting Combine, I'm Cole Thompson. Later, folks.